Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure being here with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Brian Marcel is here. He's our guest, joining us all the way from England, London, to be specific, founder and chairman, International Barcode System, author of Raising the Bar, Change the Game. Brian Marcel, a successful primer for budding entrepreneurs who want to change the world. Brian, thanks again for being here. Thank you for that excellent report on how things are going in the EU and the UK. Let's change over and talk about technology now. You're working on an online course, a program you're working on you're developing a vaccine passport for based on the IOTA blockchain platform. Now, first, tell us what the IOTA blockchain platform is.
Okay, so IOTA is actually a non-profit foundation, and they have, it's not actually a blockchain, it's a DLT, a distributed ledger technology, so it works slightly differently in as much as where a blockchain adds blocks one after another to a chain and has to be, and can only go on the chain if their miners who mine Bitcoins agree that the transactions can go on there. So that holds things up because you can only do a transaction every 7 seconds. Because of that, you have to wait. And also these miners use up huge amounts of power, just extraordinary amounts of power, and it's not that scalable. So IOTA has this DLT they have. It's called the Tangle. And that's... it gets a bit complicated, but basically you only need to validate two transactions at a time, and anybody that has a node can do it, so it's very low computer.
So IOTA, and by the way, folks, IOTA, is in the Greek term for something very small, right? Like they don't have an iota of an interest in this or whatever. It means very, very small. And so this is a more efficient form of blockchain?
Yes, so
a more efficient way of distributing a ledger.
Well, it's scalable and faster and free. Transactions are free. But it's also based on the Internet of Things. So the IoT bit is Internet of Things.
Right.
And so it was developed. So sensors and everything, part of the Internet of Things, could talk to each other and transact in a secure trust environment that's scalable, because you know that's one of the good things about blockchains and DLTs is they're immutable, so you can't change anything that's on them.
Right.
So you can trust all the data that's there.
What he's talking about, folks, is the future of digital trust. These technologies, IOTA, blockchain, they're the future of digital trust. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so, it deals with lots of counterfeit goods, for example, you know, pharmaceutical goods, fashion goods.
Including vaccines, including the efficacy and the value and the accuracy and ownership of a vaccine.
Yeah, but that's the key, isn't it? Because I think to open up foreign travel, and even internally to open up restaurants, theatres, sports arenas, people are going to have to prove that they've been vaccinated. And so how do you make sure it's an authentic certificate that you've been vaccinated, that it comes from an authentic source? And that's where these blockchains come into play. Because then you can show the pass, you know, the certificate on your mobile phone as you go somewhere, and you know that it's an authentic certificate, and that's what we're working on at the moment, because that'll really unlock the citizen's freedom, which actually caused another interesting thing, because there's privacy. You know, a lot of people are worried their data is being used spuriously by other people, or
right.
their identity is stolen. We make sure that the data is actually not on the phone. It's just a hash. The actual data stays
right.
in control of
it's
the
like
citizen.
It's like a token.
Yeah, yes, exactly. It is exactly like a token, which mm-hmm. is linked to the transaction.
A token, folks, and the provenance. A token exists in another place, but you can possess evidence of the token and move around with it, but the token is never given to you, right? That's the original asset. Like, and for example, you don't have to have your actual passport with you if you've got this token or this. What was the word you used? The term you used?
Well, it's a vaccine passport.
The hash of the token. You can take it with you. All right. Last thoughts,
yes,
Brian.
Yeah.
Wrap it up for us. What are your last thoughts on this? How do we find out more about it?
Well, I think if people go, I don't know, they're going to be companies in the States that are going to develop this, to be honest. So I think just look out for that.
Well, I want to know
passport.
About yours. Tell us, how do we find it on your stuff?
Oh, mine. Okay. Well, it's the ibcsgroup.com.
All right.
And then there's the iota.org for the IOTA Foundation, iota.org.
And the book, Raise the Bar, Change the Game, is available wherever books are sold. Is that right?
On Amazon, as well as the online course that will be launched next week based on the book.
Brian,
so if you
Marcel.
Want to start a new business, you know, go for it.
Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.